You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
I'm Mileka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
Hey, this is Rick Blangiotti, General Manager for Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Hey, this is Glenn Medeiros, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. A wise gift to the world.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. Season 7, Episode 8.
Yes. Hawaii or Jawai? That is the question. We're going to determine that.
Hawaii or Jawai?
Are you a Hawaii kind of guy?
Or Jawai?
Jawai kind of guy. For all this time, all the decades that we've been on the air, we've been trying to figure that answer. What is Jawai? What is not?
It's like evolution.
Right. It's like evolution. You always have to change with the time. Right? Yeah. So we're going to find out because we have a special guest coming up to help us determine this.
I mean, if we could have any guest to determine Hawaii or Jawai,
yes,
it would have to be this man right here.
Yes, the legend. The brother Casimiro.
The brother Casimiro.
Mr. Robert Casimiro.
Yeah, wow, bro.
Ask and you shall receive,
bro. That is crazy, bro. The legend, bro. We have legends, bro. I'm not saying that I'm a legend and you're a legend, or Grace Stoke is a legend.
John Legend, not even a legend.
John Legend, not a legend. But this man is a legend.
Yes. The Hoku Hanohano Award winner.
We have plenty questions for him.
Oh, yes. A lot of stuff.
Right. Trying to offend him, too, at the same time.
It probably will happen. Something going to happen. But something going to happen. That happened last weekend.
All right.
What happened to you? The recap is here.
All right, the recap is here.
Recap, I'm going to go look for a pen.
So you need the pen, bro. You need a pen, bro. He has a nervous reaction.
I need to write my rhymes.
Oh, boy. Last week, I got my brand new basketball team.
Oh, yes.
I don't even know if people care if I'm coaching, like, Little League basketball. But you know what? This is our podcast. And this is my weekly recap. So tough luck, people.
Yep, never mind.
You're going to hear about my boring stories about coaching basketball for kids.
I'm not saying anything.
Brand new team, brand new name.
Oh.
Guess what name, bro?
The Sonics, bro.
No, they never like give me Sonics.
What?
They never like give me Rockets. I tried Rockets, you know?
Oh,
I was like, you know, let's try to get Rockets.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, Wando, you know, Jack Morris.
Hey.
But we got my last pick. I don't believe it was still available.
Yes.
The Warriors.
Rolling eyes now. Really?
Yeah. I was like, they're like, oh, well, you know, your first pick not there. So what took the heat? Who takes the heat?
Really? Yeah.
Another coach took the heat.
Wow.
So I was like, huh? Dwayne I was so Wade. Confused.
Local guys like Dwayne Wade, I think that's why. There's a lot of local guys. Yeah.
I thought I was the only guy like
No,
Wade.
You got a good local contingency.
Wow.
So maybe that's why. So you had the Warriors was the last.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. So I had Heat, Rockets, Warriors.
Really?
I thought I was going to get the Heat. Who picked the Heat? They don't pick the Heat. And then they're like, oh, you didn't get this one. I was like, oh, what I got then? You have the Warriors. I'm like, are you serious?
So there's three teams?
No, you have three choices.
Three choices.
Yeah. So you put your choices. You know, Heat, Rockets,
and your choice. Warriors. Okay, and you got that.
Because, you know, Heat, I like the Heat. You know, and then there's you, then there's Coltrane, like the Warriors.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be the Warriors because that's like the most bandwagon.
Right.
But we got it.
All right.
It's crazy. No other coach picked the Warriors.
So does that mean are you going to come out with your warm-up song, your layup song to the Warriors, come out and play from the Warriors movie?
That'd be kind of funny. I wish we can't. No, we can't do that.
You can't.
Yeah, I can't do that. They try to teach sportsmen like conduct.
Oh, okay. You guys don't have like a warm-up song, like a layup song?
No, I can't have that kind of stuff. You can't even like cheer when you, like, technically can't cheer when you score.
You can't cheer when you score?
Can, as a player, you can kind of do like, yeah, but you can't like do excessive like.
Oh, do the kind, shake the hand, make the three goggles and the kind of
like that. Time, so irritating. Yeah, right. Look at the whole puka.
We're making hand gestures. Okay, yeah.
And then, so the funny part about it is, I got this girl on my team.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, but this girl never played basketball before.
Oh.
She just turned 8.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
So Coltrane is 10. He just turned 10.
Okay.
Right? This girl's in 2nd grade.
Oh.
Coltrane's in 4th grade.
Oh.
Okay, 2nd and 4th grade is so different,
bro. It's a big gap.
It's like 9th and 6th graders playing together.
Yeah.
This girl never played. She was a cheerleader before. And I'm down for experiencing, like, Kevin put kids in sports.
Okay.
But this one was like, when she came, when I met the mom and I met her, I was like, oh. In my head, I was like, oh, am I the right team?
Oh, right.
Because there's a league, there's a division right below us.
Okay.
Right. She barely dribble.
Okay.
barely catch the ball. Now I got like my son, and I got his friends that play on my team, and I got a couple other, you know, lesser skilled. But then there's awareness, the strength is there, just the physical.
They just know.
Yeah, they might not be that skill wise.
Yeah.
But they're physically, they can run and, you know, right. stuff like that. You know, there's just like a gap between like right. 3 years age. So I was just like, whoa, it's gonna be a long season.
Right. And I think yeah, it will. If she's never played before.
And she's a cheerleader.
And she decided I'm gonna become a player.
Well, I guess she just wanted to become she wanted to play basketball, which is great.
Well, that takes a lot of guts for someone.
I mean, I'm down to work because, you know, on the real, like, we're just youth sports, bruh. Mm. Nobody's winning nothing.
Well, okay, if you really wanna delve, pardon the pun, into this, some people get it, some people won't. For a girl in the second grade to be a cheerleader, which is like the stereotypical kids.
Yeah.
But for her to probably tell her parents, I guess, be like, hey, I want to play now.
Yeah.
That kind of is a big step in life.
I guess.
As young as she is. I mean, what kind of a girl would like go right into a totally unknown world where she doesn't know nothing?
Hey, much respect. That's why I was
That's kind of a big thing. Yeah. So I got to say enough respect to this girl.
And then the whole practice, she never gave up. She tried.
Then that's
she
amazing.
She listened. That's so amazing. I'm like, hey, you know what? That's all I need.
Yeah.
Let's do this, girl.
She's trying.
Yeah. No, she didn't give up. I didn't see any discouragement in her face.
That's amazing, man.
Even though when she's running around, a chicken on her head, when she started playing scrimmaging, she still was there. Like, you know, you could tell by the kid's countenance, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you cannot help.
She's where they're at. And I was like, hey, this girl is here. Like, she's literally here. Some kids would check out. I had a kid cry on drills.
Get out
like drills. Now, drills now. Pen. Just doing a layup, crying.
It was a guy. Boy.
He was a boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, the girl not crying.
A little chubby boy.
Well.
You're like, I can't make it. I was like, is this really happening? In my head, I'm like, in my head, I'm talking to myself. I'm like, this is really happening.
Hopefully, his parents aren't listening to you talking about his kid, bro.
Whatever, bro. You got to parent your kid.
Okay.
You got to beat him up and lick him, bro. Give him spankings, give him lickings, bro. The belt, the hanger.
The paper towel roll.
Paper towel roll, everything, bro. You got to get the spatula.
Yeah.
Beat him to death.
Okay, well.
No, I'm just.
All right, well, while we're beating kids.
CPS, don't call me. I'm joking.
Yeah,
discipline your kids. That's all I'm saying.
Discipline your kids. Yeah. Well, back to this empowered girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
No, yeah. So, hey, I was just stoked because after one practice, I was like, you know what? She's here.
Right.
Meaning here, mean present. Like her mind's here.
Correct.
She's trying, and that's all I want I'm not trying to win the World Series of basketball.
Right.
Which is there.
That'll be something.
But yeah, to mix baseball. Anyway, so that's what happened. A big thing happened to me.
Okay.
As we go along the line,
Yeah, what is that? What else is there going on?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, what did you do for St. Patrick's Day?
I worked here and that's it.
Okay.
But I'm not even Irish.
Neither am I.
I never celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Neither am I. Okay, so
I never
What's your thoughts on that? Does it come and go every year and you're just like, yeah, whatever?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. It's just an excuse to drink.
Yes.
I don't really drink. So, one. Two, it's a good time to have a sale. So, I did all green sale.
Right.
We did pretty not bad on that one.
Okay, good. Yeah, people came in. Good.
Shout out to everybody buying the green, bro.
Good. I'm glad because, you know, I told everybody off last week.
Yeah.
I probably did tell someone off yesterday about
telling
you.
Telling people off all day, bro.
Telling people, shut up and just go buy something, support, bro.
Support.
Tired of cheap people already. I'm tired.
Speaking of support, thank you to my brand new sunglass sponsor.
Okay, who's this?
This is Glassy Sunglasses.
See? Glassy Sunglasses?
Yeah.
Really?
Glassy. Right. Called Sun Haters.
Oh, get it? Well, yeah. Whoa, excuse me. Stay glassy, Khalifi.
Okay. Yeah, not really my sponsor, but I bought them.
I mean, that's
the
shock.
The reason why is because it's become my thing to wear sunglasses on the podcast.
That's your gimmick.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The sunglasses I had before was from this other company called 9-5.
Right.
And I try to support, like you, right? I try to support local hip-hop, not local, but hip-hop skateboard businesses.
Okay.
Right?
It's a local company.
It can't be local. No, it's not local.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know, there's no sunglass company local that I would support. Or no, I know of any.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So I did 9-5. They're based out of San Diego. They were skateboard-owned, so I supported them. But after buying three pairs of sunglasses, not really getting the customer service I wanted.
Oh.
Because after you buy three pairs, right? You buy three of them.
You like them to say hi to you.
Well, you like them. If it breaks, you want it to like have them fix it.
Correct.
I didn't want new ones.
Yes.
Off my third pair, I didn't want new sunglasses. I just want them to send it in and give me repair it.
Yeah.
Because I tried repairing it, and I couldn't do it. So I hit him up and said, hey, is it possible to, like, I send you my sunglasses?
Oh, yeah.
You repair it and you just send it back? I don't want new ones. I'm fine with my boss up ones. I'm fine. Oh, no, sorry, we can't do that. We'll just give you a discount code. I'm like, I don't want new sunglasses. I'm not trying to get a free one here. I'm trying to send you my old ones.
Right.
Fix them, throw them back, bruh. With all the sun stain and all beat
were they,
up.
Well, were they fixable?
Yeah, maybe they were. They just had to put the screw. They, well,
it was I tried missing to do a screw?
It just, yeah, I just wanted to see all if right. they could fix it, you know? All just right. some kind of effort.
Maybe they couldn't fix it. Maybe that was the reason.
Well, then I was hoping that they'd give me a replacement or something. Mm. Or some kind of like, not no discount where I got to buy another one. I went through three of them. Like,
okay.
You know, I was just kind of like, eh. So the third one broke.
Okay. Why are you breaking all your sunglasses? What are you doing?
I wear them all the time, bro.
But how do you wear them hardcore? Fishing or what do you do?
Fishing for lure.
And then when you don't catch the fish, you throw the sunglass.
The fish, bro. The bait, no, I get that sunglasses, they throw them.
It's like boomerang. You try to throw the sunglasses.
The thing don't come back.
No, come back. What are you going to do, bro? Why are you breaking all these sunglasses for? How about we look at that problem?
Three sunglasses in like 10 years or something. Or
all right.
7 years.
All right. Let's do the math.
So, you know, I wasn't happy. I mean, I'm sure other people would be like, oh, yeah, 50% off. Well, it went from like 30% to like 50% because I was like, oh, no, I don't want new sunglasses. It's almost like they're trying to get me to buy sunglasses.
Of course. Right.
Okay. Which I would. If they fixed my old ones, then when I had money, I probably would buy sunglasses.
Well,
right? It's one of those ones.
The world keeps turning.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'll find a new brand. So Mike Mo is a skateboarder. Skates for girls. Skateboards.
Okay.
Named Mike Mo Capaldi. Great skateboarder.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? His sunglasses. I followed his sunglasses on social media. First drop was kind of not so good. Then I seen him, you know, he started getting better.
All
right. I was like, you know what? I'm going to support Mike Mo, bro. Right, I like the skateboarding. He's a skater. A skater. We'll go skate.
Skaters unite. A lot of skaters making sunglasses. Jason Jesse has his own brand.
Yeah.
I saw the Speed Freaks one.
Right.
I was almost going to get down. What's the brand you know by chance?
Madison or something, right?
I think so. Yeah. Madison. Yeah, that looks like a...
They keep advertising on my dang Instagram.
Yes.
So that's why I'm like, oh, these algorithms are catching me, bro.
Yes. There are a lot of ads.
Well, it did work for me because that's how I kept seeing their sunglasses.
Oh, right.
And the thing is, it worked for me, but I kept seeing it, and it kept getting better, you know?
Okay.
I didn't buy the first pair when they first opened the company,
because
they didn't look that good. But after, like, so many years, I was like, hey, you know what?
Be ready.
I'm going to support by
it. Okay, well.
Well,
there you go.
So that's pretty much my week.
Okay, that's it, huh? All right.
Something's going to pop up, bro. Lose money. You know, two.
Never mind.
March Madness. I know you don't follow college.
I don't follow college, bro.
March Madness is awesome.
Wow, really? That sold me right there. What? And how?
Because the upsets, bro.
Okay, those, I upsets. Saw the upsets, yes. Yeah, I saw the Houston upset. I mean, not upset, but the buzzer beater. Virginia's out. I saw those things, right.
I didn't like the fact that Michigan won, though.
Michigan won.
Against Houston.
Right.
Was like
that buzzer beater. Yeah,
I commented on it because that was the ugliest shot ever.
That was.
See how that guy opened his legs?
That looked like a mumble rap kind of shot.
It did, bro. It did. That's why I said it looked like Little Yachty.
Oh, that's what you put. Yeah. It looked like a Little Yachty took the shot.
Everybody all mad at me. Oh, at least he made the shot. Well, he made it. I'm like, that's not the point.
I mean, it is what it is.
He made it. That's cool, but it's an ugly shot, bro.
It's an ugly shot.
Who shoots the ball like that?
Right.
Right, Reggie Miller didn't shoot the ball like that.
He got close, but
legs, his legs are open like this. What is he doing? Pirouettes.
That's true. Factoid about that game, though. Houston Cougars are coached by Calvin Sampson.
I knew you were gonna say
and
that.
Calvin
bro.
Sampson used to be a former assistant coach for your Houston Rockets, bro.
Whether you like it or not, it's your Houston. You watching this, Houston Rockets?
Whether you like
team,
it
bro.
All, you look right into my eye, and you know. That's your team, bro.
Look right into my one good eye.
Yeah, my glass eye.
As it gleams in the sunlight.
Ceramic eye. All right, so that's all you got. Okay,
I mean, that's pretty much, bro.
Let's go. Next, okay.
What you got, bro? What you got? You drinking? You smoking?
Drink, any kind smoke, of eat tofu.
Sleep.
Pile on the dirt. Shower. Okay. So.
Comb your cats.
I don't do that thoroughly. Mm, okay. But to summarize the weekend, I'm going to sum up Saturday and Sunday.
Here we go.
And my theme is Howlies. Okay?
Wow. Whoa, we went straight to the gut.
We went straight to the gut. Saturday, as you know, is St. Patrick's Day. We just talked about.
That's the Howley Day, bro.
That's the day where everyone pretends to be Howley, and then the Howleys are proud to be
Howley. Russians become Irish. That's when Italians become Irish.
Right. Turkey shepherd pie. Everyone, get.
Whoa.
Right?
Corned beef, everything. Corn them all.
That is, right? Corned beef, cabbage.
Corned beef, corn hamburger.
Right? Cornhole.
Cornholio.
So, exactly. Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, shout out.
So then, you got that. Did not go out. Stayed home.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Stay home.
Usually,
never mind.
You usually do all those things.
I don't deal with these parties, these big events. Yeah. New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, these amateur drinking days, I do not go out.
Yeah.
It's a waste time thing.
It is very waste.
So, I'll get to that in a moment. But we're going to go to Sunday. Sunday went to the place, longtime close personal friend of ours.
Encore
Saloon. Sunday. Okay, Sunday we went.
Sunday night,
there was the Salt Kaimaki reunion party. And if you guys remember, there was a restaurant on Wiley Ave called Salt.
Right.
And it was pretty much the first one.
Was it a vegan?
Not even close. Because they had rabbit. So I don't think the vegans would approve. But
why would you want to eat a rabbit?
It tastes good. Good rabbits? Open mind, bro. Crocodile, rabbit.
F that. I eat rabbit if I'm surviving, bro.
You know what? You're surviving right now. Okay? The world is a ghetto. Okay?
See, telling me. People.
The world is a ghetto.
They mean rabbit. And you bought rabbit to eat.
Back in the day when Salt was open in Kaimaki, one of their things that they had that was unique was they had this rabbit dish. I eat anything. I try anything once. If it's good, I'm going to eat them. If it's bad, I'm not going to eat them again.
I just baffled that anybody would buy rabbit and cook
it. That's a gourmet thing.
Why?
That's been going on for how long, bro?
God, that's mad backwoods, bro.
Warner Brothers cartoon. What they try to do with Bugs Bunny? They're trying to kill him to eat him, bro. What do you think they're going to do with him?
What?
Hang him on the wall?
Who? No. Okay, keep going.
Oh, okay, what? About the rabbit? No, they didn't have rabbit Sunday.
No, I mean, just keep going.
Okay, they didn't have rabbit on Sunday. Okay, but let me tell you, Salt Kaimaki, this birthed a lot of people that are out and about in the scene now. The Lord, for example, used to work at Salt Kaimaki. The owners of Encore used to own Salt Kaimaki. So they decided for one night only, bring back the original
crew. Who's the chef at Salt?
That I do not know. Oh.
Exactly why you eat rabbit, bruh. There's my point.
Maybe they sent it back. Was the same chef.
Yes.
Who gives a damn about the chef? Bottom line is this, okay? Bruh. They wanted something. It was a one night only encore, which is home to the hip hop time machine, by the way. Saturday night.
It's funny how you said one night only encore.
How's that, huh? That's a double entendre.
Hashtag bars.
Exactly. Never mind all the bars right now, because we're going to talk about one bar. It's Encore Saloon.
Okay.
And that bar had the Salt reunion. As this was going on, they wanted music to be played.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
And they wanted hip-hop to be played.
Of course, I know who's coming up.
So the owner wanted hip-hop to be played, and he wanted reggae. Oh. So then he told none other than the sommelier to the stars to get the iPad out, play in the Wi-Fi and a Bluetooth, play the hip-hop. He wanted the 90s hip-hop. So he's like, yeah, come down and go play on the 90s hip-hop. You know what I told him? Never mind. No one cares.
I got a bone to pick about that too, bro.
No one cares.
You just said reggae.
And then he played reggae later, but after that I was
out of here. Who picked the reggae, bro?
The Hollies.
Oh. I thought you meant the Somalia picked the reggae.
Oh, I don't know what kind of reggae.
Oh, nah, because remember the last time you picked the reggae for
that
the quiz?
That was the Hollies, yeah.
That was terrible, bro.
That was terrible. But that's what I'm saying. It comes down to it. This is the thing about Hollies and hip hop, okay? This is what I'm going to
get into. Speak on it.
Hollies. They like hip hop, but they don't know anything about it.
Mm.
About a good 80%.
Yeah.
And that 80% was there Sunday night.
Oh.
Because they're over there, they're like, yo, man, can you play some 90s hip hop? And like what? I don't know, maybe some Royal Flush or some Lord Finesse. Some like so awkwardly weird random stuff. Like they're gonna know that, but then you play a Mobb Deep song, they're not gonna know what that is. And then they're going to be like, oh, can you, after that Big Noid song, can you play Will Smith's Summertime, bro? I'm like, what?
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how they talk to.
Like, right. And they don't know the whole gamut. It's like they were in college. I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
They were in college. Yeah. They had a roommate.
One who was black roommate.
The one, the African-American roommate or the hip-hop guy.
Yeah, Hispanic
and
guy.
And he was over here. What's that? Some good stuff you listen to. What's that, bro? Oh, this is a Big Noid. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool, man. It's radical. And then they remember that. And then they take that with them to their life.
It's a flashback.
Right.
Thinking, I know hip-hop.
Exactly.
I had a roommate that listened to hip-hop for 1 year.
Right. The guy playing MF Doom, one song, he already became, wow, that's great, man. You got into MF Doom.
Now, Howlies like MF Doom, bro.
But can they name the songs?
They can. Howlies like MF Doom. I got to say this, though.
Okay.
Howlies like MF Doom.
Okay.
And Howlies actually go and find out more about MF Doom.
Okay.
Only because I know experience, because I do all these Doom events.
Right. But as far as
but everything else, I don't know.
Like the straight up, let's call it what it is, okay? The hip-hop music, the African-American music, okay? Like straight up, Gangstar. That's like a staple.
Oh, yeah. Tribe.
EPMD even.
Yeah.
they're not going to necessarily, Mobb Deep, they're not going to necessarily know all of these songs and the names and things, but the moment that one obscure song that comes out of nowhere, they're going to just flip out.
Lord Finesse, Turner Funky Man, I know this song. You play Diamond the After, and they'll be like, what is this?
They're not, exactly.
You'll be like, it's the same crew, bro.
They're not going to know.
Yeah. No, they're not going to know. I remember that having that during you DJing. You're like, oh, you like Lord Finesse. Okay, let's do this track.
So try to help them out.
Yeah, and you're like, who's this? You're like, oh, my God.
Right. Right.
You.
Like, exactly. Like so Sky is saying, I'm like, well, there's a guy who wanted to hear Big L. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Who cares? And then they say, okay, well, then why don't you, should I play him Diamond D? And I'm like, he's not going to know that, bro. No one gives a damn.
No one don't care, bro.
But that's the thing. It's like, we keep living in this, like, this old man.
No, it's loosely. It's,
and it's a loose based thing.
Yeah.
And
hip hop is loosely.
Hip hop is loose.
Like, back in the day, you say hip hop, you go, oh, you hip hop.
Right.
And you're like, I mean, like, it was one of those ones where. You can test me and I know hip hop. Yo, you skater, you skater. You know, right? You are a skater, you are hip hop.
It's too broad now.
And I was like, yeah, I like hip hop.
Right.
Eminem.
It's too broad.
Lupe, Puff Daddy.
Exactly. It's too broad.
Yeah.
Meet you back in the day in the late 90s, you'll know things. We'll automatically know because we were a minority, a big minority.
Oh, big minority.
So then the fact that you knew even remotely Tribe Called Quest is already going to open and raise an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Right? And then already we're going to connect. You fast forward to now.
Because that was minority music back then.
Correct.
Tribe Called Quest was minority music.
Yes. Now you cannot tell.
Now it's majority music, yeah.
Right. So when people say they want hip-hop played in the bar, buyer beware, bruh.
You almost got to tell them, give me like 60 songs that you consider hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because then my hip-hop is not your hip-hop.
Correct. And a lot of people just don't know. They're not up on songs and things like that. They're not fans like you think they would stereotypically be.
Right.
And they're not gonna know stuff. Like, they'll hear of a guy named Redman, but could they name 5 Redman songs? No.
Oh, yeah.
Do they know? Like, so I tell people like about Nas, the thing we talked about long ago. Nas is being overrated and all this stuff. Name Nas songs that aren't from Illmatic. People have a hard time trying to figure that out. Okay.
Watch out, brother Kendrick coming for you,
brother Kendrick. Let me tell you something right now.
He's coming right there, bro. Come for you,
Kendrick, with a tear in my eye right now. All right. You shouldn't have been at this encore party, bro. You would have been pissed off, I think.
Look, there's a line forming outside ready to fight you, bruh.
You line them all up, son. All you do is you put them all through the door. And I'm going to go this week where I do my wrestling program.
Yeah, okay.
You put them all through the door. You line them up. I'll look at each one of them in the eye. I'll give them a slap on the right cheek, slap on the left. How about that, son?
What you talk Nas, bro?
I don't know.
Everybody's ears perk up.
Yeah, that's true.
Across, like, Makiki, from Makiki to the guy. Like,
I really don't know why.
They're like, what? Nas, what? And then they start lining up, bruh.
Really,
you know what? Let me talk to you a little piece of Nas, man.
I mean, so, like, what if I brought up Rakim?
Nobody cares about sleep.
You see? It's whatever. So that's the weekend.
Yeah, nice weekend.
So I summed up Saturday and Sunday just like that, real, you know, in a package. Okay? So there is that. All right. But we got to let's go to Saturday night. Coming up this Saturday is the infamous, after months and years of talk and negotiation, speaking of Encore Saloon, DJ Apocalypse is going to start the night with that, bruh, beatboxing. The Hip Hop Time Machine.
Hip Hop Time Machine.
That was scary what you just did.
Yeah.
That was very scary.
You like that?
I don't know if I do, but it was entertaining. And that is Saturday night, 9 p.m. So old people, get ready. You're going to have to stay up a little late.
Let me tell you something already. Yeah. I'm tired already.
Yep.
I went to sleep.
Here we go. Here we go. That's what I want to hear.
Anyway, your friend and ours, and a great friend of the show.
Brother
Mr. Frank. Brother Frank. Spearheading this event at Encore Saloon.
Encore Saloon. So we have DJ Slant.
Yeah.
Great, longtime, close personal friend.
Oh, yeah.
We have DJ Blam.
Yep, DJ Blamo.
Longtime, close personal friend.
Kanye native,
and then
bro.
On top of that, we got DJ Apocalypse.
DJ Apoc.
We'll be there. Yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of other DJs will be there. And guess what they'll be doing? Standing around, bro. Laughing.
Yeah, what will they be doing? Shaking hands.
Like DJs do, right?
Bobbing
hands.
You go,
and you make your way behind the booth, you just stand there.
Yep.
Oh, dude, that's what I would have done if I went.
So, speaking of going, are you going?
I don't know if I can go.
Yeah, you cannot.
But that's what we're promoting it right now.
You're not
so you guys get down there. It's free.
Yeah. It's go, free event, yeah.
Get yourself a slushie. Sorry,
everyone
not
from...
Not selling no 40s.
Well, hopefully you can get a slushie because everyone from Mililani, Moana Lua...
Yeah.
Palisades,
Waipahu,
they all going to converge, converge onto town, converge onto the place known as Hotel
place
Street.
Going to be packed, bro.
Yep, plenty of guys going to be there.
They're going to play John Forte all night.
If someone get the record, because remember, it's an all vinyl set.
Yeah.
So it's how much they can carry.
Slant get the record, bro.
I know, but it's how much can Slant carry? Oh. He better get the hand truck ready. And hopefully he leaves the new wave at home. And hopefully he plays all the records he plays on his IG, bro. If you follow Slant 808, he played a record, record Spin Around. Not the song, Spin Me Right Round Round, but you're going to play the hip-hop songs.
Spin me right round.
Exactly. Blam going to play Company Flow.
All right.
Then you're going to play
Eight Steps to Perfection.
All the guys, guys.
Yeah.
And then Apocalypse, we know he's going
to play
Gangsta.
Gangsta, bro.
Star Gang, Gangsta.
Yeah, Apocalypse, Gangsta. We're going to have Blam with the Cold Flow. You're going to have Slant playing a stereo.
All I ever wanted, all I ever need.
You better have play that.
What a night. So if that doesn't sell it for you guys out there, I don't know what, okay? Because I'll be there. I'm going to be there. I'll possibly go and tell a few jokes.
Yeah, go on the mic.
I'm probably going to get on the mic.
Hey, everybody.
And be like, hey, so what you guys think of this? So like, hey, you, I see you, bro. I'm going to do that.
Well,
the thing is,
if it's Hip Hop Time Machine, who used to host the parties in the 90s?
There wasn't really a guy on the mic.
Not really, right?
Only guy I remember on the mic for the Architects parties was a man dear to our hearts.
Oh.
Man by the name of DJ Del,
all
bro.
Right, bro.
DJ Del. He was known for doing sounds like, yeah.
He barely talked in person, but he'll talk on the mic.
Talking on the mic.
There you go, bro.
He'll be like, chia. That's all I remember.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
And then, of course, G-Dog would be on the mic back in the day. He'd be like, okay, man, thanks for coming out.
By my pomade.
He'd be like, that was before, but yes.
He
was thinking about it. He was thinking about the pomade.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank everybody for coming out. Oh, yeah, check out this new track. And then that's really all he would say.
Bang, bang, boogie, boogie.
So... if that doesn't sell it once again.
I'm getting tired already.
I'm tired. I just had my
coffee.
I am
tired, bro.
So then
too much coffee.
So we got that this Saturday. Anything else you want to share? I mean, we got...
that's all right now.
Okay, that's all right now. Of course, we got shout out to our sponsors.
Yes.
Shout out to the Honolulu Club.
Yeah, shout out.
The lounge is called the 7th Floor. I don't know if we talked about this.
Yeah.
So that was... I posted pictures up. I'll post these up again on the Sleep Times IG.
Is Judge Jera still guest bartender?
She is the trainer of the bartenders there.
Oh.
Yes. But the new menu, 7th Floor Honolulu, which
shout
means
out.
It's on the 7th floor of the building.
Yes. So
you just go in there and just press 7. That means 7th floor, just in case. Sorry. And then you go in there. Parking's free.
Oh,
you just walk on in there. You shake somebody's hand. You go like, can I sit down or what?
Do a little chuckle.
Yeah. And then you just do that. Just go, ha ha.
Gotta get some of that.
Yeah, exactly. You say that. Exactly.
Some of that.
You say
that,
exact that. Line. And then
tell Sleep Time's over. Zach Moore sent me.
And speaking of, oh, thank you for that reminder. Because if you mention now,
if you mention
Earl Kaimaki,
hey, brother Earl,
mention Sleep Time's over, you get 10% off at Earl Kaimaki. Signed off on that one with Justin. So Earl Kaimaki, 10% off. Mention the show, and hopefully they remember that we put this deal in place. Because those workers, I don't know if they even know. But
yeah. Oh, speaking of that.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember somebody dropped
what
the name?
What? Huh?
At one of our sponsors, Square Barrels.
Oh,
someone dropped my name.
Okay.
Okay, everybody out there, dropping any of our names at the spot not gonna get you preferred seating.
I don't know if that's gonna get you anything. Maybe.
I don't know if get you anything.
You might get a laugh. That's about it. Or
I mean, it might be. I mean, matters who it is. They might get. Oh, right on. You listen to the show.
Right.
But, I mean,
yeah, there was a little thing that happened, but it was all taken care of. It was all squared away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was very odd.
Yeah, it was very odd. Yeah. So shout out to Square Barrels, man, for handling that. You know what I mean? But, you know, we want you guys to support people that support us. So if you're watching this, listening to this, please go and support the people that support us. Honolulu Club, if you want to get a workout. If you need a personal trainer, I know somebody. You know what I mean? You want to get somebody to eat and you're at an event at Blaisdell.
Yes.
You go right across the street.
That's how it works, right?
You go get something to eat on the 7th floor.
Before you go see J. Cole in Blaisdell,
yeah,
you go over there.
Bro.
Before you go see Bill Maher, you go over there.
There you go, bro. You go over there. I'll see the guy. Bill Murray.
Exactly. Wow.
Keith Murray.
Before you see Bill Murray and
Dale
Keith
Murphy.
Murray. Dale Murray. Wow. What a trifecta concert.
Like that, just flowing into the...
Dale Murphy is appearing. And what will he do?
He's standing there with a bat and smile.
Yeah, that's it.
He is like a breeze hat. Anyway, wow. If you know that, I give you props, bro. Anyway, we got stickers coming out.
Yes.
So I ordered a batch of Sleep Times Over stickers.
And then we have a new shirt coming out.
New shirt coming out.
I'm not going to reveal what it is.
Yeah, yet. But the stickers, I'm stoked on the stickers. So
and then
you know.
Don't forget Patreon. We got it. Before we go break, let's talk about the Patreon thing. Okay,
right.
So we're gonna be putting mixes on the Patreon account.
Yes.
So there's already a mix up there, the 90s hip hop, the obscure 90s hip hop mix I did from 2004.
Nice.
So all you gotta do is you subscribe to this thing, Patreon.
Yeah.
It's just $5 a month. Just feed the help the kids, like the group. $5, you get a new mix every month. And then there's tiers. So if it's $10, you get two mixes. If you pay $20, you'll be like a citizen of Jawai, the outstanding citizen.
Right.
You get 3 to 4, depending how much time we get.
Yeah.
3 to 4 mixes a month, along with the shirt. Yeah.
So I got a Doom mix coming. I got two. I got one.
Upload a mix, bro.
I gotta get on that upload. I got a Doom mix coming. I got two hip hop mixes coming. I got a Tribe mix. All ready to go.
Put them on, bro. So I gotta make a mix today, hopefully.
Yeah, put a mix
and then
up.
Put them on. Yeah.
So all the money goes to supporting this podcast.
The show, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just $3 subscription. So shout out to KO. Subscribe.
Yes.
$3. He just said, you know what? I'm going to just throw the money down.
Shout out to Shell.
She put down $20.
Yeah.
$20. So then she gets the... So then with $20, you get 3 mixes a month.
Wow.
And then she can get the sticker. She can get the shirt.
Yeah.
So then when the shirt comes out.
So we have more shirts coming. Yes. We have the old logo. We got new shirts coming with a new thing.
Yeah.
We got stickers coming, which are pretty stoked for the stickers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
there you have it.
See us around. If you see Zach Morris out, ask him for a sticker when the thing come in.
Yeah.
Say, hey, bro, I know you. Give me one sticker.
I shake your hand.
Yeah. Put on your hydro flag.
We take picture. Yeah.
And take pictures.
Every best wishes.
Hey, I can't wait till someone asks for your picture.
Oh, God.
That'd be awesome.
That, I don't know.
You don't know? You don't want that?
That's too weird, bro.
Why, bro?
I'm not going to deny him, but I'm just going to be weird. It's just, I don't know.
You sleep down, like, eat your picture.
Well, I told you people have done that already.
Oh.
Not take a picture, but they've recognized me from the voice.
Oh.
So then, yeah.
No,
that's the case. But then let's go to break.
Let's go to break.
We'll come back.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 7, Episode 8, Hawaii or Jawai.
Yes.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Okay, check this out, guys. Every Friday is Break Even Bottle Friday at Square Barrels. Now, this is pretty crazy because you're going to have the Macallan 25-Year Highland Single Malt Whiskey. And that's like the high-end, high-class kind of deal. It's matured exclusively in handcrafted sherry oak cask from Jerez, Spain. And I don't even know where that is. But what matters to you is a 1.5-ounce pour will cost up to $400 in most bars. Now, you can go to Square Barrels every Friday for a half-ounce pour for only $28. Now, I don't even know how you can beat that, but that is going to be nuts. And that is every Friday at Square Barrels. It's located in Bishop Square. We talk about it all the time. You don't go on Bishop to get on there. It's a one-way road, so you're going to have to go on Alakea Street and turn into the Bishop Square parking to get in there. You get validated. It's no problem as far as parking in downtown. Check this out each and every Friday.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Oh, heavenly echoes in me, I know upon thee.
Zach Morris, Season 7, Episode 8.
Hawaii versus Jawai is the name.
Yeah.
And this name is going to be determined. We're going to get a lot of answers from our special guest.
Special.
Oh, I shiver me timbers.
Got that right.
Yes. It makes me a little bit nervous.
Who would have thought Night Sleepers, the hip-hop, Hawaii hip-hop, would bring in Hawaiian music?
How's that?
Go figure that out, people.
That's what we're trying to diversify here.
It has to have some kind of foundation anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you know, that's just, you're just floating around.
Bottom line is, Local.
Yeah.
Local
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Supported. It doesn't matter color, but local.
Local.
You know. Local. Right, local. Exactly.
Yeah.
So in case you haven't figured it out by his voice, it is the man,
yes,
Mr. Robert Casabelle.
Yeah, I am very honored to be here today Thank with you. You two professionals.
Oh my goodness, you're too kind, sir.
Yes. You're telling me. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you don't have to embellish, but
yes.
Thank you we very much. To, yes.
This, I might say, by the way, gentlemen, that your view here is quite an interesting view. I really, and I'm not making fun of this, I really like it. It's very cool.
No, it is no, really
it's horrible. It's a very bizarre.
Yeah.
You see all kinds of
you
things.
See any
I,
kind,
I bet.
Any kind of stuff come by.
Yeah, but it's really, I think that's the cool part of it. Because, you know, most people go to like the mall to watch people pass by anyway. Right. This way, you can really learn about cars.
Oh, cars.
Or you can learn quite about other things,
yeah,
too.
Other things,
really?
Yeah.
People's personalities.
Ah, yeah.
What people like to do when no one's watching.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, well, yes, of course you are serious.
There was a woman that walked by.
Scratch her genitals in front of
Scratched himself. Licked the wall. Licked the glass.
Yeah, that was gross.
What, were you guys watching them?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I think she was an exhibitionist.
Oh, I love exhibitionists.
One girl got hit by a moped, got hit over here.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. Oh, while we're doing the podcast.
One girl groping the boyfriend across the street.
Really?
And the boyfriend just smiling.
Well, I would smile too.
Exactly, right?
I would smile too.
Yes,
right?
Why not?
Well, we're smiling right now.
Yes, we are. And we're not even watching anybody grope nobody.
They're coming. Don't worry.
Anyway, yes. I just want to say thanks for coming to the podcast.
It's my pleasure.
And just jump straight into it.
Okay.
So what is your... Do you have any? Do you have any hip hop artists that you like?
I've heard some. You mean in general?
In general.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'd have to say that locally, I really wouldn't know anybody.
Okay.
But in general, I'd have to say that I know I like the beat of hip hop.
Okay.
And I like what they say. I don't always necessarily care for the rap part, but I mean, there are some people that do. I don't know who they are, though, but I just love them. Yeah, the production stuff is really cool. And I really like when local artists use the Hawaiian language in their kind of a hip-hop kind of thing. And because I think, I do believe that music needs to expand.
Right.
Any kind of a part of a culture that is a living culture needs to adapt in order to grow. But as long as you come from a solid basis, a foundation, then it's, to me, it's
progress.
And it has history, and it has a way to go, and as long as you have a base to come back to.
Right. And so we're gonna go into that a little bit later.
We
as
are.
Far as how Hawaiian music has evolved and what your thoughts on the evolution.
All right,
Let's take it from the beginning. Like how I know it's a vast history. I don't know how much time we would have to go.
Well,
the
back
beginning.
In 1857,
exactly. Yes,
my parents had
they arrived.
Me.
Nice.
I arrived in 18. No, I mean I've always had music.
I mean, we could go from when you're a child because you were as a boy you were singing away.
Well, yeah, I always tell people that when the doctors, you know, when you're born and the doctor slaps your popo, I said rather than crying, I just started to sing.
That's it.
And it's been that way ever since. Luckily, because my parents were entertainers, so we had music around us all the time. All of us sang. It was the norm for us.
Yeah.
We thought that that's what everybody else did, and therefore it was a shock to go to our neighbors and find out that their parents didn't sing, but maybe they made up for it by the fact that they made such better food than my mother.
There you go.
Yeah, you know.
And your parents as entertainers, were they like the stereotypical, like perform for the tourists? Like
and also a lot of parties and for, my dad worked for the Navy.
Yeah.
So a lot of military parties and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, greeting boats. And
so what school did you go to, high school?
High school was Kamehameha.
All right, there we go. That was a loaded question.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, there you go.
I graduated back in the 60s.
All right.
Oh, I thought you graduated with me, 94, bruh.
Sorry.
Are you a 94 grad?
Yeah, that's why I said what school you went to.
Yeah, 94. Look at this young kid, 94.
Oh
my gosh, my God.
Mentioned with his name in the same sentence in a long time.
Yeah, young and me doesn't really jive. But it's okay, anyway.
Mature and mean works.
There we go.
And I'm the living proof of that one, I tell you. Yeah, so, I went to Kamehameha, sang, and played music. But when we got out of school... then we started meeting certain people because of the music thing, and then hooked up with Peter Boone.
What was the music scene like in that time? So it was more Waikiki based.
It was a combination of downtown and Waikiki, and it was much more laid back. And really, Hawaiian music at that time was more for a local, real local audience. It was already being shaped by Hollywood for the Hollies that were for the tourists that were coming here, you know. But there was definitely, you had music that would be for us and music that would be for the visitors.
So like Elvis, Blue Hawaii kind of.
Yeah.
Did you meet Elvis and then
I didn't. I was too young.
You guys never encountered each other?
No. When he came here, no. I was just, you can't believe it, but I was younger at the time. But but I think more than anything, especially when we started playing music, to have the opportunity to play with those people that today are considered the legends
in
Hawaiian music, and you know, and to be a part of that Renaissance period where it was that changeover of not being aware of who we were to terribly aware of wanting everyone else to be aware of the fact.
So what year was that terribly awareness?
It would have to be like maybe like late 68 into 70, into the late 70s, that whole thing.
So what was going on like socially in the Hawaiian community at that time?
Socially in the Hawaiian community, you know, to me, in my mind, it coincides with what was going on with the mainland.
Right.
So as black people were trying to find an identity that would be... that you could sort of like make all people understand that basically it's not so much about color as it is about we have the same values. You know, everybody wants to take care of their family. Yeah. Everybody wants to have a nice house. And it doesn't matter what color you are or what kind of person you are. And so with that happening, with that kind of awareness going on in the mainland, it was, I guess, because when people ask me about the Renaissance here now, I didn't even know we were a part of it until years later, because we were a part of it, you know. And
because you're in it, that's why.
Yeah, because we are in it, yeah. And it was really the, what's the word that I could say? The fact that people were enjoying what we were doing that brought them in, and it became more, I would say, inclusive than exclusive. Mm. And then finally, with some kind of recognition, I think it's become exclusive. But it was a fun time for us, especially because we didn't realize we were in it.
Right.
We just thought we were having a good time.
For example,
like maybe 5 or 6 years into it, when people would do interviews with us and say, what was it like to be there at the very beginning of the Renaissance period? And it's like, you know, where before it was like, oh man, we're just having so much fun. We're drinking, going all over the place, partying, blah, 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 blah. It had to become like, you know, suddenly you have this responsibility and people are looking at you and you're no longer just two guys, Portuguese Hawaiians from Kalihi. And and then you take on that responsibility, and it's been an uphill.
So were you guys shocked or prepared for that kind of responsibility?
No.
Like they kind of put a mantle on you guys, like you guys are the leaders of this.
No, you can't, because we're still in the opportunity of looking at elders being the force, and we would never even begin to think or embrace the idea that we could ever be anything like that.
And those elders are just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're just unreachable.
For the elders.
Oh, of course, Gabby Pahinui.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eddie Kamai.
Wow.
Anti Genoa Keave.
Nice.
Kahoano Lake. And all those people back then. Wow. Nina Kelly, Vahamana, the Rodriguez family, and the history that comes with all that stuff that was shared. You know, again, that's another interesting thing, too. With the internet and the fact that everyone's so savvy when it comes to using that kind of communication or education, we didn't have that.
Right.
And so it was still storytelling time.
Yeah.
And if you were smart enough to be at the right place at the right time, you could hear things about songs that you were singing that were written by people who you only, you know, in this day, in any kind of day and age, and no matter where you're born in this particular linear thing called time, you only think that this is prevalent and present, and that whatever is before you is way in the past. And what happens by meeting people like that is you realize that history isn't that far away.
Mm-hmm.
That it actually is really close to you. More, you have more in common with what happened then than you actually think you did.
Right.
From the very beginning. And so to find that and to realize that and to work with it, and I mean, it's carried me to where I am today.
And then as you were a part of the beginning, as you're trying to building yourself up, your career, you grad, we have to go and acknowledge the passing. Peter Boone.
Yes. Yeah. And that was a real, you know, the idea of both Roland and Peter now being gone, and that I'm the only one, you know, left, right. kind of like.
Yeah.
I've learned so much by the passing of those two guys. Basically, I was one of those that fought all the time. Everybody would say, when is the next Sonny Manor reunion? When is there ever going to be a reunion? Yeah. And none of us really were into it. And when Roland passed away, I thought, wow, you know, we never had a chance to have like an exit plan concert. You know, like Cecilio and Coppola, example.
Right.
So I thought that was poho. And then, of course, then Peter left. And I had, within that time now, other groups had the opportunity to reunite and to perform, not only here, but across the mainland and stuff like that. And I thought, well, you know, that was, in my opinion now, it was a missed opportunity, but it was hard, you know.
Right.
How many albums did you guys do together at Sunday Mano?
Sunday Mano, we did about, I think it's five altogether. Yeah. And there were some little things in between where we played with other people, but that wasn't really prevalent. And, you know, speaking of that now, and thank you for bringing that up, the one of the most interesting things I find about the kids who are playing Hawaiian music today as compared to us before is that you stuck with the group that you were with.
Right.
And in this time and place, you know, even the kids who play reggae or whatever it is, people interchange when it comes to musicians and singers, and that didn't happen very much with us. You know, we stayed right with our group.
Yeah.
And I remember when we had our meeting, you know, a long time ago, when Roland and I sat down, we agreed on the fact that in this show business thing that we were a part of, it wasn't so much the show as much as it had to be the business.
Exactly.
So no matter what kind of misunderstandings or, you know, just squabbles that he and I had, it always had to take second place to the fact that we were in the business together.
Wow.
And
it's either you understand it or you don't.
And either you're committed or you're not.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're wasting each other's time.
Exactly.
So you must have some major scraps being brothers.
Right on stage, bro.
Yeah.
Right on stage. I mean, like, people didn't know it, but all in all out swearing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you piece of you know what. And I mean, when I think about it now, when we talked about it after, we would just laugh. But I mean, it was like serious,
right.
Yeah. And the curtains are coming down. It's like you suck. But nobody can hear, you know.
Right.
So except our manager, who had his earphones on, John DeMello's listening, and he's coming on stage. He's like, "What the hell is going on with you two?" You know. So
with that said, and with all of the stories like that,
yeah.
If someone were to come up to you hypothetically and say, "I want to do a movie of the brothers Casimiro,"
I would say why.
That would be a good question.
Yeah.
And I would get actors to portray you in Roland.
Good question.
Would you be okay for something like that?
No.
Yeah. I was thinking you're not gonna like that.
No.
So no one's ever approached you about like a...
No. I have been approached because one of my guys was into that kind of business on the mainland and stuff.
Right.
And they talked about doing one, like, you know, like how the Beatles have their things about the live,
of course,
the music and stuff like that. The brothers Casimiro, it's music and then put it to dance and all kinds of stuff and play, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I say wait till I did.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because then they're going to come to me, right? And I got to... They like the truth, and
interview.
I cannot tell.
Right.
I cannot tell the truth. You
countless
know?
Interviews.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
later on, somebody says, "Well, Robert told me." Then you know that's all hearsay.
Right.
But if Robert said it himself, then I'm dead in the water.
Right,
that's a good point. We'll have to wait a while then.
Yes, keep waiting.
Keep waiting. Got a good trainer, that's why.
I did.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, now let's talk about that. So this man over here, Aaron Sakamoto.
Yes.
Hi. Sakamoto
is my trainer.
Hey.
And
so yeah, if you guys are wondering out there.
How is this guy out here?
Right,
how
yeah.
How is this guy
on
this podcast?
So
of course, I know your dad, too. Yes. So suddenly we have connections
here.
Yeah.
I've known you for well over 8 years we first met.
Yes, yeah.
And it goes back even further from Sheraton Waikiki. I have to relay the very first time.
That's right.
I kind of sort of met you.
Yeah.
Is when my mom used to work for Sheraton Waikiki, and there was an aerobics class.
Yes.
In one of the ballrooms.
Yes.
And she would go to it, and I would tag along, and I would just hang out with her at the office.
And who was in that class?
Robert Casimiro.
Bobby Casimiro was there. Yes. Yes. I was there working out, huffing and a puffing.
I
tell you.
You were there with a couple other people, and I knew you back. This was like maybe late 80s, early 90s, and I noticed you, and I was like, as soon as I saw you, I knew who you was already.
Really? You did?
Yes. Because I. Well, one, I'm local.
I remember, yes.
Yes,
I remember you running around.
I remember this guy's stuff. So I saw, I was like, oh, that's the guy. And then you started working out, and then you totally was totally loving it. You totally, no, you weren't. You were totally like just said, forget it. And then you was, yes. And then you guys were doing this move. I will never forget this to the day I die. You were doing some kind of move where you're putting your hands on the air like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you're telling your friend, oh, I feel like I'm on fire.
Did I really say that?
You remember when you were a kid.
I remember
this. Oh my gosh, I tell you, I was a dick.
And then fast forward, and you just said that out loud. The instructor just kept going. He said, who this? I'm like, yeah, I know who this is. And then fast forward to 2010, I believe, is when we first met.
Yes, and it was at the Honolulu Club.
Honolulu Club.
But here's this. The first time we went, I didn't know he was going to be downstairs in the club. Mm-hmm. You remember that? And I was upstairs in the reception floor.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I'm giving this guy 15 minutes because that's what I give my classes at the university. If the professor don't show up, I'm leaving.
Right.
How did I know that Sakai over here was downstairs?
Downstairs.
I didn't even know what downstairs was.
I know. I didn't even know if he was for real. Yeah. Because we never met.
Like, yeah. Myth, yeah.
And you know, because I met him. I mean, I saw a picture of all these guys.
Yes, all the trainers.
The women and men who were the trainers.
And
I chose him because he was local.
Oh.
Yeah. That was it, yes. Yeah.
So you're the only one local guy.
Yeah, plenty of us.
Oh. Yeah.
All military.
Yeah. But I saw his face. I said, okay, this is the one. Because I had gone with one of my dancers, Dean Keita.
Yes.
Worked at the...
Shout out,
the
Dean. Show. Yes.
Yeah.
Good man.
Worked at the place and he goes, oh yeah, that's Aaron. He's a good guy. You'll like him.
All right, bro.
So. And then from then he told me about you and we talked on the phone.
I don't even know what
we did.
Yeah, we did.
Just briefly, and then we set up this meeting.
Yeah.
And then we've never met. And I'm like, oh wow, I get to see Robert Casual. It's interesting. We just talk to him, see what he said. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and you're not there.
I'm upstairs, and I'm waiting, like, and I'm waiting, and he's not
real?
There.
Is this a joke?
Like a movie. Yeah.
And then finally, we just like we missed, and then we had to go reconnect again. And,
oh, so you guys didn't meet that one time?
No.
I didn't meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dug out, and then that was it.
And he said, where are you? I said, I was there. He goes, I was there. I said, no, you wasn't. And
it was all sad.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just talking so local. I'm so sorry. And then he was there, and I was there, and we never ever saw each other the whole time.
And then fast forward to now.
Hey.
And here we are. So I can't get rid of him. I know I can get rid of him.
I couldn't get rid of him.
And then, how's this? He live across of me.
Go figure, huh? I look at you, I wave at you.
I know, wave back.
I tell you, where you stay at? I don't know.
See, old boy, I see you in BBDs, bro.
Yeah, there you go. I don't even like talk about that. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
boy, huh? How about that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So now, and how, this is so kind of you to let him be on radio with you. On TV, on internet.
Both. Yeah.
Social media.
Well, we know each other because we DJed together back in the late 90s.
Yeah, that's right.
We were DJs. So this podcast basically came from us talking trash and any kind behind the
make
DJ
our comments booth. And it was let's do this.
So we're like, hey, you know what, I wanted to start the podcast, I was like, who would be a good co-host that I had good rapport with?
And you couldn't find anybody, so you got here.
Yeah, so I got that's the guy.
You're scraping
bro.
The barrel.
Well, I think it's really interesting because I never see him in any other color but black, and today wearing like green. I'm like,
green,
who are you and what have you done?
Irish,
with Aaron
Yes.
Sukiyama.
Aaron Satoyama. Aaron Kunishige.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. And Bobby Kazamara.
Exactly. Do you like being called Bobby?
I hate being called Bobby. Yeah. When I was younger, some friends, I can tell which period of my life you're from, but I hated being called Bobby. But then when Roland died, I thought, you know, well, maybe I can change my persona and be Bobby Kazamara. You know, like Madonna. She just changed herself all the time.
It works for her. Might as well.
What the heck, yeah?
I mean, so that... As far as like changing your and evolving your career now, what's going on currently with you? I know there's the evolution of your halal.
Yeah, but there's an evolution of me too, because you know what's happened is I'm so used to working with an orchestra, which is Roland. Roland has always been my orchestra,
right.
And now to find myself and not even playing bass anymore, but to be at a keyboard and to sing and to. You know, to get to the point where I can do a 2-hour show by myself with my dancers it's an amazing feat.
Right.
And to still have people who will come, first of all, and pay good money to sit there to watch me monkey out on stage.
Right.
It's a humbling experience, and at the same time, it's a rejuvenating experience because... Right. You know, Roland and I used to always talk about the fact that if we ever broke up, I really believed that it was my brother that would make it. And that I would sort of like, you know, just sort of like, you know, teach and stay in the background.
Yeah.
And as he was having more problems with his health and stuff, and we would, you know, I was doing things by myself, it was a learning experience. And I told him that I can do it now. And that was because of him.
Yeah.
You know? But I was mad.
Yeah.
Because you got to work harder. I mean, we all know this. We work for ourselves in a business by yourself. You're working not double, but triple, but sometimes quadruple time.
Right, exactly.
You know? And so to do it by myself, I can do it now. And that has a lot to do with the fact that we have all these years of experience and people respecting who you are. Equity, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We have a great deal of equity.
And then you perform solo, like you're saying, with the piano, like Blue Note.
Yeah.
You're at Chai's.
Yeah, and then that's another thing that's happened too, is that I can sing other kinds of music now. Okay, so I want to say something about reggae. Can I say something about reggae?
Please.
Okay. It is not one of my favorite music, reggae, because I it doesn't take much thought, and I say that not to be nails, but I mean, you know, the cha 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 cha, I mean, we can do that in kindergarten, but what I do find interesting about it is I hear some really beautiful voices, and when I look at the words to some of these things, if you take those melodies and take them and do them in sort of like a 40s classic kind of way, people. I mean, I'm surprised at how beautiful that music can be, taken out of that the genre of the reggae, because there's a lot of
are we talking Jamaican reggae or talking?
I'm talking about
reggae.
No, I'm talking about it holokoa across the board.
Okay,
you know, but especially when I zero in on local kids, and when they're doing, and when I read the words that they're singing, I mean, I could take that and put it into my style, and I think that I could run off with it.
Wow,
it's just, and the melodies, some of the melodies, once you get, for me, and this is just me, and I apologize, but for me, it's once I can get over the cha 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 and cha cha cha, change that and make it more smooth for me, more flowing for me, and then add those words and those distinctive melodies and voices of local kids, all kind of local kids.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's beautiful music.
I can see what you're saying with the melodies, and it's the beat is such an unoriginal. It needs to be evolved. The beat always sounds repetitive.
Right.
That's
a way of saying it. I think that more than that, it's like a crutch, because sometimes you're not so sure whether people will listen to your words.
Right.
And so if you have this familiar and they're just beat. Listening to
yeah,
a beat,
familiar.
It's more comfortable for
exactly,
them.
Exactly, right.
You know?
And then that's
and
where you
I'm
see
saying,
the monotony.
And I'm saying, like, you know, listen. And this is just a little something to these people, to all of you who are writing this stuff. Don't cut yourself short. You are artists. You have talent. And it can be, it can cross barriers, and it can embrace many in ways that, and you know, and for me, as someone who's now, you know, I just made 69 yesterday, my life now is all about not so much it being so exclusive, as much as I want to help as much as possible to make things inclusive, so that we raise all of ourselves together.
Right.
It kind of, you know, I'm a Hawaiian. I'm proud to be a Hawaiian. I'm not saying our race is perfect, because we're not, but we have an opportunity to help each other be better, and that's what I want to do.
Right.
You know, and so not only do you just cut down, but give you reasons why I have that opinion, and then how we maybe can help make things better. You know, for example, here I'm sitting in your really exciting store.
Thank you.
And I mean, in my time, there were not local people having this kind of store, you know?
Yeah.
And so here's an opportunity for you and us to say, look, if I can do this, and we know where we all come from,
right.
You know, then we can all do this together, and we can help each other, because it's a deserving kind of a thing. And, you know, for me, that's what my life is right now.
Right.
Bobby's life
is right.
The life of Bobby.
And you're not in the minority there, because we mentioned this a lot on the show in previous times, and even now, is how people need to support each other.
In
small businesses, whatever type of situation,
we
need to form that type of bond and that circle.
Because it's and it's not easy being accepted in the world.
Yeah.
But it's bad enough that we're fighting against that fighting against each other.
Right.
Makes it even worse, you know. So, the more we pie each other, as we say in our language, then how bad can that be?
Right.
So have you got approached by any local Hawaiian artists or local reggae artists to do music together?
Oh, yes, I have.
What's your answer usually?
I want to do it.
Oh, you want to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
but the
okay.
thing about it is that, you know, now in my life, I travel a lot, as my trainer knows, because I don't see him that often.
That's true.
You know? So I don't know when I'm going to be home.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, because there are some voices out there.
Right.
That, like that boy Glenn from Maui.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah.
That is a pretty voice.
So could it be maybe like you produced their album?
No, I don't know how to do that. You know, I'm just a voice.
Right.
I mean, in my time, I never even carried my bass. I had people to do that. You go. They set me up. I just go over there. And go. Okay. Good. I'm ready. I just sing my. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's not an ego. Me, ego. Africa, shut up.
sorry.
Hey, get that bass. Bring it over.
Yeah. No. Not even that. I go like this. Oh, is the bass up?
Yeah. You say it in a more eloquent way.
Yes, of course. Okay. You know,
because exactly.
otherwise you could sound like a dick, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, with a bass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's classic. Oh, so you've had opportunities to work with them? Just your schedule, timing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's you know, and it's kind of apprehensive because I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm too old for this stuff, you know.
Oh.
But then again, you just never know.
Do you question that a lot?
I do.
Do you go back and forth with that?
I do.
Yeah. When is it time to retire? When is it not?
Yeah.
So you never thought, well, maybe because you're making the music, but to us, your music you've made, making, and currently going to make is timeless.
Yeah,
but you, since you're making it, you're just thinking, am I over?
Yeah, and you know, because we're irrelevance. Is there any kind of relevance to who I am and what I bring?
Yeah.
But it's been a great trip right now, you know, and with the new kids that are coming up playing Hawaiian music, the real good ones and those who are trying to be really good, I get to be a mentor, sort of. Because I figure, okay, you know, in the old days, my auntie them would get on the radio and they would kill us over the radio because of the stuff we were doing with Sunday Manoa.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Not even Sunday Manoa stuff.
And then call my mother up.
Wow, was
that bad? Yeah. You know, because we were just bebopping the music. Auntie Alice Namakilo, these damn kids are bebopping the music, Betty, calling my mother. But
nice,
then you had, must be Ohana. And then they had others who would be like, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Wow.
You know, so.
So there's a backlash on Sunday Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had a lot of it. Yeah. And then when that was done and we went into Brothers Casimiro, it lessened because we had so much learning to do as the Sunday Manoa time.
Mm.
And then by the time we got to the Brothers Casimiro, it was a more accepted thing. And then other kids are coming up and doing things more far out than us.
Yeah.
You know, because that whole phrase of contemporary Hawaiian music, we started back in 69.
Wow.
You know, and then when the reggae thing came, it turned it all around. And then now it became island music.
Right.
So, So the thing about that is, that's why when people say to me, oh, I love Hawaiian music, I got to tell them what kind.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because it's not the Hawaiian
it's
music.
It's kind of like us and hip hop.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of music genres are going to have that.
Yeah.
Where things evolve into ways we don't really want it to evolve.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of it. And that is a perfect timing to bring up of how we remember growing up Hawaiian music and what we can relate. When I think of Hawaiian music, I think of this gentleman right here.
Right.
I think of the Beamers.
Cecilia Kapono, even. Yeah.
You know, even Brother Nolan, even.
Right.
You know,
right.
All of those guys, where you're not gonna that era all of a sudden switched.
Yeah.
And it switched maybe around like the mid to late 80s.
80s, I would say. Yeah.
And then after that, it's all a blur.
Yeah.
It's all a total blur.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, like Honolulu City Lights would never be recreated in that type of manner. Like
never.
Nobody can do that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did that cut off? When did you see it coming?
Was it like Manao Company, Bucha Limano kind? That was kind of the shift, right?
Yes.
That was
the shift. You know, that's a really good place to put it. Yeah, that's very good.
I kind of recognize because I grew up with Hawaiian music in my household because my dad.
Yeah.
And then when I started hearing like Bucha Limano, Manao Company, Hoaikane. Of course, you had Brother Nolan.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Because Nolan was kind of like pushing.
Yeah.
It was an incorporation as well.
Yeah. And then after that, but then his was more technical.
Yeah.
Then in the 80s, the drop off of technical and musicianship, and it came real ching.
Yes.
Yeah. Where like, you know, I mean, I love Butch Aleman and those guys. But, you know, that's when I noticed it's like real simple.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know. That's when I kind of recognized that 80s.
Yeah, things changed.
And I think that's a great place to put it for me too. And then after that, the next change would be where everything suddenly became more machine
Yeah.
Every beat sounded the same if I wanted to. Yeah. Every production was the same beat. Like you
drum machine.
Drum machine, right. Mm-hmm. And then you have...
And voices. Yeah. You know,
voices be the same.
You didn't have to have the best voice because this could make you have the best voice.
Right, exactly.
You know? So where then does real... What we consider, what I would consider talent, where does that kind of talent fall?
Wow.
You know, and not only here, again across the board, across the nation, that big, you know, I consider us the mainland, not over there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes. But like for that side,
yeah, right
of the river.
So speaking of like when the music kind of split, so when you guys broke up with Peter Moon and he went that way.
Yeah.
You guys went, I noticed you guys went more like Hawaiian.
Yes, we did. And that was because I took over more of the say when it came to Roland and I.
Okay.
But what he did was kept it more, you know, he kept it fresh with
his
chops and his, because
he
was the one who was into metal.
Oh, okay.
Hawaiian, Hawaiian, all that kind of stuff. He wanted to play all that kind of stuff, and I would be the one who said, okay, we can try. We did, okay, so we have this one song that was written by Kui Lee called Rain, Rain, Go Away.
Okay.
It was our only attempt that I let Roland try the reggae stuff. And to this day, I still am embarrassed by it.
Ooh.
Here's the interesting thing. So in Maihalauna, we have this influx of young guys, young boys, like in their early 20s.
Yeah.
And they, one kid came one day with that Rain, Rain, Go Away, and he's like, Kumu, you need to redo this, he says, because this would be really hot now. And I looked at it and I just thought to myself, I would kill myself before I do that damn thing over again. But it's really interesting to see how that's turning around in a way too. You
what
know?
What album was that on? Rain, Rain, Go Away.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. Get so many, you know.
Really, I should know it. Yeah.
Get so many albums.
Kui Lee wrote that.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Along with I'll Remember You, and you know, and I was at Don Ho's. We were all underage. Well, anyway, it was a long time ago when he first sang I'll Remember You.
Wow.
And we're looking into the evolution and looking into like the one award show that Hawaii holds dear every year.
You can do this.
The Nohoku Hanohano Awards.
Okay.
What's your take on it in 2018? Like when sure you get invited every year and they want you to show up.
Yeah.
And then you see the invitation.
Yes.
What's your thoughts when you open the mail and you see that now?
I hope I'll be away working.
There you go.
Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that.
No, wait, no one listens. They don't listen to us. Only hip hop guys.
No, yeah. God, don't worry. Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry. Okay, then, no tell.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, how have you seen it? Because like, I still watch this.
Yes,
I used to watch this as a kid.
Right, yeah.
And I still watch this to this day. And I'm rolling my eyes at half the show.
Yeah.
Because we'll
no
go
idea what's going
production
on.
Is so
I don't
bad.
Know who half the people are that are there.
We don't know. No one does. You're not alone. And the production is very, you would think they would step this up.
Yeah.
You have all types of various genres now.
Yeah.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
The
same people winning all the time.
Yeah.
And you have rock categories now. Yeah. Of course, you have the hip hop categories too. They're trying to branch out. I can understand that, but the quality.
I don't know. And you know, and perhaps that's my fault too for not getting involved. You know, being a part of the stuff, but I don't want to be. And okay. So when they first started with the Grammys, and they were going to have a Hawaiian music category, you know, we went. Oh shoot! I'm so sorry. Let me just draw this.
Okay, that's what we gotta.
Because the Grammys started. Their own Hawaii, which you guys were nominated for.
Yes, and we went, and you know, and it turned out to be good for other people. Not necessarily, it was wonderful to be nominated, but I think that's where the Hoku Hanohanos might be wanting to head in that kind of like format and direction to make it more diverse and stuff like that. But again, it wasn't started to be that way. It wasn't created to be that way. And so, I don't...
It just brings up a point of how music in general, all genres, always gets down through the years. And we always look, it used to be good way back then, and it's always evolved into something we don't know.
Yeah, and I do believe that, you know, that there has to be, in order for it to live and to grow, that it must be an incorporation of all these different things that are happening. Right. But again, I have to go back to, you have to have a foundation.
Right.
And I am an advocate for that. I always have been. And I guess I will be. And I'll preach it till... You know, till I can't anymore.
Right, and then we'll make a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah. Who can we get to cast for that?
Oh, yeah, they're not born yet.
They're not born yet.
Good answer.
And they would have to start with somebody fat.
Right.
And then eventually it becomes really beautiful because working out with the trainer.
Oh,
and
there you go.
And of course, we'll cover that in the movie.
Who plays you then?
And who will play you?
Who play you, bro?
Oh. She's not born yet.
Yeah. And I'll be replaced with a broad real easy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was one time, do you remember when, because I've never, when we first met, I have to relay this final story.
Wait, is this safe on the air?
This, I think so.
Okay.
I'll second guess it as I'm saying it.
All right.
But there was a time when we first met, and I never saw you perform live. And the Christmas concert was coming up.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, yeah, you're coming. Yeah, of course, I want to go. I want to definitely check this out. And then I would ask you questions about your concert.
This is before he got married.
Oh. This is before, yes. And I would say to you, do you guys do like comedy skits?
Yes, he used to. That's right. He used to say to me, hey, you guys are going to do skits and stuff like this. I was like, you stupid.
Because I'm like, you know, you got personable guys. You guys can do like some comedy thing. You guys walk around and you're like, shut up.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
So then you relayed that message during your concert as I was sitting there.
Yes.
You know, he was telling people in the car, like, oh my gosh, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And you relayed, and then Roland told him, it's Skitchu. I'll never forget that. He didn't know where I was sitting, thank goodness. But he called me out right there. And I was like, wow.
No, but nobody knew who you were.
I mean,
I didn't go like there. This, Aaron.
You didn't even do it. Yeah.
Kagoshima.
Yes, exactly.
Over there.
They all look
that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, but, to do a comedy skit.
Yeah.
That could be the comedy skit right there.
Yes.
That is the evolution.
And then after he goes, hey, you guys do some funny skits, you and your brother talking. I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, you roll your eyes and shut up.
Yeah, enough. Then I hardly invited him after that.
Yeah, that was it. It was all downward.
Yeah, there you go.
I just see you once a week.
It's like, oh, here he is.
Have fun at
it. You like what concert? I don't care.
Real quick question. I got to go back a little bit.
Go ahead.
I mean, a lot of hip-hop people want to know, like, what do you think about sampling?
See, I think it's cool.
Okay, because I made a beat with you guys. I sampled you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's really cool. I think as long as you give the credit to the people who are the original ones,
then
I think that's really cool. Oh, right. Because, again, I love that kind of fusion thing. Because you, brother, when you put your stuff together, you have a foundation in both.
Yeah.
So it's compared to somebody like, say, in Tallahassee,
just
taking something from Cecilio and Capono,
just
to me might not make sense.
Yeah, because my beat, I took drums from the Commodores, sampled that, and I took Kalapana, Black Sands, then I took your guys' voices, and I made all the ones.
Oh, wow, that's a... Well, now that you know me, call me. I do them live. We could do a duet, Aaron. You and me.
Well, I don't know about him. He may not be available that day.
I was lying. I was lying. No need to worry.
Could I be the high voice? Okay, sorry.
No.
I was already having ideas in my head. So.
Is your wife listening to this?
Probably not.
Okay.
Actually, she does. She's good.
She listens to everything.
Then in that case, thank you for my cupcake.
That's right. Sakai and Company.
Yes. Okay. Oh, her last name is Sakai?
I don't know. That's nor here nor there.
Okay, got it.
Who's with who anymore? Anyway?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with my car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So before we send you away.
Yes.
We're going to play a little game, sir.
Hey.
Oh, no. I'm not good with games.
We're all the games people
okay,
play.
All of the above.
Yes. Pick C.
Wait, you know what? Sorry, here comes my ambulance.
So, yes, exactly, right?
Here comes my ride.
I feel like I'm on fire.
Yeah, so, I'm on fire. Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, what is this game?
We're playing this game we play with every guest.
Yes.
It's called Five Questions.
Hey. Okay.
And the goal is to get 5 out of 5. The goal is to get...
Oh, you're going to... I have to answer
these questions.
Oh,
yes.
Well, this is not
and
good.
And you're going to do well, and you're going to get 5 out of 5.
Believe.
And you respect of all of Hawaii and Jawai.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Right. Question number one.
Yes.
This is... We always start with directional.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so describe to someone how to get to Shinshote from Makali.
From Makali. Okay, you're going to go to this bar called... I don't like to tell a lot of people this because we have enough people inside there.
Yes, this is a favorite
of
yours.
If you were to want to go to Shinshote from Makali, you go straight up Makali, turn left on Beretania, take it all the way down to Nu'uanu, go up Nu'uanu until you hit... pass over School Street, turn into the shopping center where Walgreens is, and Shinshote is right on the right-hand side.
Final answer. Yes.
Yes.
And I would like to say that is correct and not really because...
Because?
You use street names.
Oh.
Now, We don't usually use street
names.
Well,
you didn't tell me that there were boundaries.
I wanted
to
see what you were going to do with
that. Oh, okay. So you want me to tell? Okay.
So with that said, with you saying it in the eloquence that you do.
Yes.
That is correct.
Very awesome.
That is correct.
Yes? Okay. All right then. All right.
Because I would think that's how you would do it because I know you speak well. And you're not going to be like, turn over there. Hey, you, go over there and shut up. And you
can break. I mean, I can do that too.
Turn next to the guy.
Yeah. You know, I did a national commercial one time for United Airlines.
Oh.
And this guy, he was in... what is that? Chicago. And I was, as I was doing, he said to me, where are you from? I go, Hawaii. He goes, are you a Hawaiian? I go, yeah. He goes, you don't sound like one. I said, bro, let me talk about this.
There you go.
It is.
Exactly.
But if I can buy my Mercedes with the money you're going to pay me, then I'm going to sound like you.
Exactly.
Correct. See, that is right. See, that is how you need to turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So with you saying that and explaining that, that is correct.
All
you're
right.
One for one.
Oh,
you're one for one, sir.
Shish kumba. Hit me with the tuba.
There
we
go.
Here we go. Question two. Name the romantic comedy starring Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz. Came out in the late 90s.
Yeah. Something About Mary.
Yes.
That's the one about the hair thing, right?
That is correct.
Yay. Oh, yeah. I can't forget that.
And I won. I got you to say it.
Yeah?
I got you to say the word. Question number three. You got it.
I said the word already. Right? You are such a dick.
Come on. Come on. Don't
Aaron Kitashima.
I know. I might be a Mary.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Go, right. Mary.
Better Plate Lunch. Richie's. Or Bob's Barbecue.
Oh,
Bob's
hey.
Barbecue.
Wow, that was no hesitation.
No. Bob's Barbecue.
There you go. There that is go. Correct. That is correct.
You're gonna tell them why we asked them that question?
No, the reason for this is we had a vote with all the listeners, and it was a tie.
Oh, no.
For Richie's
what?
And Bob's.
Yes. What?
You go call them out, bro. I don't know.
For real? You guys,
tell
knock
them.
It off.
I don't know. Maybe because get drive through. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was a tie.
Okay.
I am a personal fan of Bob's.
I am too. Right. Yeah.
Well, budget too, though.
Within budget as
well. Yes.
Bob's and Richie's.
Yes.
There is that factor.
Richie's
well.
Spent yeah. 20 plus. Bro.
There is
yeah.
that.
I mean, yeah. Richie's spent yeah. less.
Well, you're 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
I am
bro.
3 for 3.
You're on fire.
I'm on fire.
On fire.
Oh, number 4.
Number 4. Now, you were recently at Whole Foods. Not recently, maybe a while ago.
Yes. Okay.
And you did a demonstration.
Yes.
On a sandwich.
Yes.
Oh. Explain to us how you made this said sandwich.
This the sandwich, first of all, it's my favorite sandwich. It's a tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
If you come to my house and expect dinner, we're going to have tuna sandwiches.
Hey.
That's
wait.
Just the way it is. Yeah. Now, ask me your question just one more time. What did you say?
How do you make your tuna sandwich?
This is how you make. This is how Bobby Casamaro makes his tuna sandwich.
Yes.
I called my friend Natalie. She comes. She made the sandwich. I just sat there and talked.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's correct. Very good. Very good.
444.
Same story you told me years ago.
That is awesome.
Okay. Yes, because, you know, elephants don't forget, brother.
We're not going to forget that.
Okay, so what?
Question number 5.
Yes.
We're coming close here. Spell your middle name backwards.
Oh, that's hard.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay. I don't know. I-N-A-L-A-K-K-O-K. No, sorry. A-K-O. A-U-P. A-N-O. Oh, I-H-E-W-U-L-U. Did I get it right? I don't think so.
That is correct.
Oh,
what? Really? Okay, with that said, for everybody listening out there, because, you know, it would be easy for people to think that people who are so much into hip-hop don't speak Hawaiian. But I know there are some of you. So, wa make make loa e aloha ia o koa pau. Kapoe Hawaii, kapoe okia pai aina, ka maupapoana o ka olalo Hawaii. E ola mau ka olalo Hawaii, a mahalo nui loa no ko ho'olo ni ana mai, ya mako iki a kakahiaka. Aloha.
I got all that.
Did you just call me Mary?
Yeah, I did that too.
Okay.
Yeah. Boys, I know my time is coming to an end, but I gotta say, I was a bit apprehensive, and you have made it really comfortable.
Hey, right on.
And I loved it. Of course, you had me when you said, I know your father.
Yeah, you know my Hawaii style, bro. Hey, you know my father.
Everybody knows somebody.
Yes, and of course, I know your mother.
Okay, there you go.
And I know your wife.
Hey,
oh, that's enough you need to know.
Laurie.
Not for me.
So I need to know about that guy.
How about it, huh?
Yeah, I tell you.
How about it?
I'm on fire.
On fire. That's the theme for this. We should call this episode.
No, for real, you guys. This is great what you're doing, and I wish you guys lots of luck.
Thank you.
Well, thank you just very much.
My time is out. My car. I gotta go.
Yes, I know exactly.
Three times over.
Let's get out of here. Thank you.
Three times over. We'd like to thank Bobby here.
Yeah. Thank you. Casamara. Casamara.
Casamara. Season 7, episode 8.
Hawaii or July. With this man, yes.
This guy right here.
Excellent.
Bah.
Shoots.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.